אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
שלום אוסטרליה. US President Donald Trump unveiled his long-awaited Middle East peace plan on Tuesday in Washington in the presence of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The plan would allow Israel to annex all its West Bank settlements, as well as the Jordan Valley, which accounts for roughly a quarter of the West Bank. In return, the Palestinians would be granted statehood in Gaza, scattered chunks of the West Bank and some neighborhoods in Jerusalem, all linked together by a new network of roads, bridges and tunnels. Israel would control the state's borders and airspace and maintain overall security authority. Critics of the plan say that this would rob Palestinian statehood of any meaning. The plan would abolish the so-called right of return for Palestinian refugees displaced by the 1948 war and their descendants, a key Palestinian demand. The entire agreement would be contingent on Gaza's Hamas rulers and other groups disarming, something they've always adamantly rejected. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu immediately declared his support for the scheme, calling Trump the greatest friend that Israel has ever had in the White House and comparing the moment's significance to that of the birth of Israel in 1948. He also initially said Israel would quickly move to annex the Jordan Valley and West Bank settlements with Washington's okay, only to have the White House clarify quickly that there was no approval for immediate annexation moves. Ambassadors from the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain and Oman attended the Tuesday unveiling in Washington in a tacit sign of support for the US initiative. Saudi Arabia and Egypt, Arab states that are close allies of the US, said they appreciated Trump's efforts and called for renewed negotiations without commenting on the plan's content. Egypt urged Israelis and Palestinians to carefully study the plan. It said it favors a solution that restores all the legitimate rights of the Palestinian people through establishing an independent and sovereign state on the occupied Palestinian territories. Jordan, meanwhile, warned against any Israeli annexation of Palestinian lands and reaffirmed its commitment to the creation of a Palestinian state along the 1967 lines, which would include all the West Bank and Israeli-annexed East Jerusalem. The Arab League yesterday unanimously rejected US President Donald Trump's controversial Middle East plan, calling it unfair to Palestinians. The Pan-Arab bloc said in a statement that it rejects the US-Israeli deal of the century, considering that it does not meet the minimum rights and aspirations of Palestinian people. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas said he was cutting all ties, including security coordination, with both Israel and the US. US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Wednesday urged Palestinians who rejected President Trump's Middle East plan to come up with a counteroffer that could win Israeli support. Opposition leader Benny Gantz was in Washington on Monday and met with Trump in a private meeting as well as for a joint press conference in advance of the release of the plan. Gantz had been invited to join Netanyahu at Tuesday's announcement, but returned to Israel to participate in the Knesset debate on the Prime Minister's amnesty from prosecution. While Gantz was on his way home, the Prime Minister withdrew his application for amnesty, which would not have been granted by the present Knesset. The reception of the peace plan in Israel has been mixed. Benny Gantz immediately accepted the plan in its entirety. Voices in Likud and those to the right expressed concern that it promised a Palestinian state, something which is an anathema to many. While welcoming the recognition of most West Bank settlements, they rejected those parts of the plan that required withdrawal from territory. Those on the left rejected the plan too, on the basis that the proposed Palestinian state was not a negotiated agreement. The joint Arab list declared the deal of the century a betrayal of the rights of Palestinians. Labour MK Itzik Shmuli on Tuesday also lambasted the plan, calling it the fraud of the century. He said the immediate annexation of wide territories and isolated settlements that do not contribute to security negates the important recognition of the two-state solution, rejects any chance to achieve the separation, and will bring about the fatal demand for a single state, which contradicts our national security interests. A no to annexation rally was held in Tel Aviv last night, led by Peace Now, but supported by other peace organizations. Ramat HaNegev Regional Council Head Eran Doron was shocked to discover Trump's peace plan includes the transfer of lands near which 200 families live, mainly off agricultural crops. Members of those communities expressed shock that their homes, which fall well within the so-called Green Line, could be subject to dismantling. Palestinian anger at the plan was evident in the increase in the barrage of rockets and incendiary devices sent towards Israel from Gaza. On Wednesday night, a mortar was fired from Gaza at Israel, prompting retaliatory airstrikes. Three mortar shells were fired from Gaza into southern Israel on Friday afternoon, following three rockets the previous day. Two of the rockets fired at Israel late on Thursday were shot down by the Iron Dome missile defense system. The third landed in open space. A three-week-old girl was hospitalized with moderate head injuries after being hurt during a rush to a bomb shelter in Sderot. The girl's mother, 30, was also hospitalized with light injuries. Throughout Shabbat, the rocket attacks continued, causing damage to some property in Sderot. On Wednesday, police arrested two teenagers on the Temple Mount who were armed with a knife with which they planned to carry out a stabbing attack against one of the officers stationed at the site. Extra security forces were deployed in Jerusalem for Friday prayers, and they dispersed the crowds immediately after the prayers at the Al-Aqsa Mosque, where nationalist slogans were chanted. On Wednesday, Prime Minister Netanyahu flew to Moscow, purportedly to bring details of the US peace plan to President Putin and to gain his support. On his plane returning to Israel on Thursday was Nama Izaskar and her mother Yaffa. Nama was released from prison in Moscow, where she had been incarcerated on drug charges, after she received a presidential pardon from Putin. Israel had demanded her release when it was clear that her exorbitant sentence for a small amount of drugs that she had for personal use while in transit from India to Israel was in order to put pressure on Israel to return a citizen to Russia rather than extradite him to the United States. Israel did not accede to the pressure, and Nama remained in jail until Putin intervened in return for several concessions, including the declaration that the Alexander Nevsky Church next to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem belonged to Russia. Interior Minister Arieh Dery on Friday barred foreign nationals recently in China from entering Israel by land or sea as the death toll from the deadly new coronavirus shot up. Anyone who has visited China over the past 2 weeks, who is not an Israeli citizen or permanent resident, will now be banned from entering the country through a land or sea crossing until further notice, except those who have a valid ticket for a flight that departs from Israel within 6 hours of the time they enter the country. Israel also cancelled all flights to China. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.